Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Panera has partnered with the beauty brand Holler & Glow to offer two lip balms inspired by the restaurant chain's mac and cheese and signature bread bowls. Less popular, their broccoli and cheddar breath mints.
Lip balm based on their macaroni and cheese. Huh.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Mac and cheese flavored. Ugh.
You kiss someone and you think, I am starving all of a sudden. So, Mark.
Katie, have you sampled any of these wares? Are you aware of this?
No, I'm just thinking you kiss a girl and you're like,
Macaroni and cheese.
Yeah. Oh, cheddar.
So, Mark Halpern writes in his newsletter today, think twice if you think the mayoral race in New York City is over for a couple of reasons. The New York Times' suddenly favorable Cuomo coverage. After they pounded him all primary season, maybe the New York Times has decided, it's not good for us in New York politically for the Democratic Party to have this guy win. So now they're boosting Cuomo.
And Zoran Mamdani. Yes.
And this new Harris X poll that came out that had Mamdani at 26, Cuomo at 23, Sliwa at 22.
Interesting.
Problem being, is Sliwa the Republican candidate?
Yeah, he's the perennial Republican.
Okay, so that doesn't have anything to do with the independent then. So Adams is at 13. So Cuomo, the scumbag, there's a scumbag through and through. Ethically, politically, sexually, every kind, and then his politics, every manner of being, he's a horrible human being, but he'd better be better than Mamdani. He's trying to get a deal going that, hey, come like a month out, whoever's leading among independents, everybody else get out of the race. All right? So you have a chance to win, so you don't split the vote, and then Mamdani cruises to victory. I don't know if he can get Eric Adams to agree with that, but if he did, obviously, because Adams is an independent, too, you add those two independent numbers together, and you're at 34, and you'd be in first place.
Right. I hear a lot of you. I have a psychic connection with you. And you're like, oh, for God's sake, he's the mayor of a city. It doesn't matter. Number one, it's the most important city in America. It is probably the most important city on Earth. Secondly, just a quick rewind. If you're killed by politics, broadly speaking, you're much, much more likely, history would tell you, to be killed by your own government than a foreign invading force or whatever. And the 20th century, where more people were killed by governments than ever before, it was quite a century, communism was unquestionably, by far, the leader in snuffing people over politics by the tens of millions. Okay. The Democratic Party is to some extent, and to what extent is the question, to some extent embracing communism. And to some extent, young Democratic voters are shouting in the streets, up with communism! They call it by different names, but that's what they mean. This is of enormous importance, just to see how far this has gotten, and if it can be stopped, if our young people can be reached. Anyway, end of screed. Do you have more on the polling, or
nope.
Shall we leap into phase two?
Nope, that's just pretty interesting that it's that tight. I mean, Cuomo's within 3 points.
Oh, yeah, that's completely up in the air, especially if even two of those candidates can come up with some sort of deal. Yeah, if you've got the edge, X amount of time before the election, I'll drop out. Then it's definitely in play. Anyway, the great Nellie Bowles of the Free Press doing some very amusing writing as well on this topic, I should say. She starts with how Mamdani claimed to be both Asian and black or African American on his application to Columbia. And it's very amusing, but I'll skip ahead. She writes, Zoran Mamdani is a perfect millennial because our people know that you can't get into college identifying as white. And even worse than white, even more damning, is that you identify as Asian. If you identify as Asian on a college application, your SAT has to be entirely perfect. You have to have personally, physically saved 15,000 orphans, and your dad needs to have lifted the Bodleian Libraries onto a cargo ship and delivered it to Princeton's campus. A very intellectual reference there, historical blah, 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 but you need to be a miracle worker anyway. You still probably won't get in. It's a personality fit thing, you see. So he would have been a fool to check the Asian box. He goes into the details, but he's the perfect millennial because he supports this sort of system, but then then exploits it however he can.
Which is the key to communism. The people at the top know how to exploit the system or game the system.
Exactly. Anyway, some other choice tidbits from New York City's future mayor. Policing is something that does not create safety, says Zoran. He's big on defund the police. He's big on, we need social workers, not cops. Okay, great. The end goal is seizing the means of production, he said. That's just Marx.
That's pretty communism-y.
Here's another quote. We can establish community land trusts to gradually buy up housing on the private market and convert it to community ownership, says Zoran. Remember that one. And remember, he's a proud Democratic Socialist of America, and their platform does say, quote, we fight for the abolition of capitalism. So, yeah, it's no surprise that he's fighting for the abolition of capitalism. Now, I found this really, really interesting. Oh, did I lose it? Gosh dang it, I've got too complicated a thingamajigger here.
You hate to have that.
Oh, here it is. So that thing about they're going to buy up housing and have communal housing, the government's going to run housing, this is super interesting. This is from the Free Beacon. New York City public housing is known for dreadful living conditions and high violent crime rates. And they describe a visit Hillary Clinton made to New York City Housing Authority units in 2016 in which she was just horrified. That hasn't stopped Zoran Mamdani from pledging to expand public housing by targeting negligent, quote-unquote, landlords and placing their properties under public control. Mamdani says the policy will turn poor quality housing into safe homes. So you're going to seize up anything he says is poor quality and put the government in charge of it.
Does he have any power to do most of these things he wants to do as the mayor?
Boy, the Constitution or bylaws of New York City's mayordom, I don't know. I know he has a lot of discretion. Witness Giuliani and the good things he did.
The fact that that's his inclination is bad enough, but I haven't heard much about what the mayor of New York has the power to do in terms of can you kick out the grocery stores and make them government run as the mayor?
But here's the really interesting part to me, and it's the reason I brought this up. It's just another example of how classroom, particularly leftist classroom theories, sound great to a 19-year-old with no life experience and certainly no business experience and no understanding of how business works or how real estate works. They are really great cons. Communism is a giant con job. Socialism is, too. But they get into how local real estate pros say what Mamdani's talking about will make already subpar housing even worse. New York City, I'm quoting an article by John Levine here. The New York City government already acts as landlord to more than 520,000 residents who live in the city's famously decrepit public housing. The municipal government's own New York City Housing Authority watchdog noted last year that NY Housing Authority remains substantially out of compliance with several mold and leak requirements, adding that 83% of verified mold complaints involve large mold growths. The watchdog also deemed Housing Authority buildings, quote, out of compliance in waste management and pest control. Thomas Sowell would be, yes, I know, or Tim Sandifer or Milton Friedman. There's no competitive pressure on the government housing authorities to be better than anything. So they suck. They're the worst. Mold, rats, bugs. Oh, no, you better clean that up or you'll go out of business. Except they can't possibly go out of business.
Mm-hmm.
One more little bit. Supercharging that authority will only exacerbate the problem, New York Apartment Association CEO Kenny Burgos added. Quote, the buildings that are in the worst shape right now are co-owned by the city. And I think Mamdani will soon learn that these high violation counts are typically a product of the lack of revenue to cover the cost and not because, and he's talking about private units, not because owners decided to run buildings poorly. So you've got these, what do you call them, negligent landlords. And this guy's saying, look, you have fixed the prices. You've installed rent controls. You haven't let us take in enough revenue to do the fixes you want us to do. And Mamdani's solution is to let the government take it over and run it. Good Lord, it's a great con in the classroom. Anybody who's lived a couple of years knows, oh, that'll never happen.
So AOC invited him to D.C. today to try to get more big Dems on his side. It'll be interesting to see if the power in the Democratic Party is able to stop him because they realize it's not good for them nationally to have him as the poster child for the party, or if the AOC wing, which is, you know, highly motivated by a lot of energetic young people, wins the day.
So Mamdani had this big meeting with a bunch of New York movers and shakers. I think it was yesterday, maybe the day before, but he said he will discourage the term globalize the intifada because there are a lot of folks there who had a lot of trouble with it. And evidently he got a huge backlash from his own side for even saying that. But he said, no, all it means is that we need to everybody around the world to stand up for the poor Palestinian people. That's all it means.
Okay. Major League Baseball had its All-Star game last night. They had their first ever swing-off, which sounds like something Diddy would do. What is this? Swing-off. They also used a robot umpire for the first time. The robot umpire, which comes out on the field and waves its arms. That is an out. You get out of here, and then you kick sand on its metal feet. And then it.
That was a strike. One more word out of you. You get the thumb.
Because that's the way robots talk.
Certainly.
Anyway, that and other stuff on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
When it comes to your health, waiting is not an option. You must be in control because when disaster strikes, it's too late to start preparing. Whether it's a natural disaster, a medication shortage, or a broken supply chain, the truth is you cannot afford to rely on a system that might fail you when you need it most. You should never be at the mercy of empty pharmacy shelves or overwhelmed healthcare systems. Your health is too important for that. But there is a solution. The Jace case gives you emergency antibiotics so you can have them before you need them. No more crossing your fingers during a crisis. With Jace, you're ready. It's fast, it's affordable, and it could be life-saving. Just head to Jace.com, answer a few questions, and a licensed doctor reviews your info in minutes. If approved, your meds ship directly to your door. Act now, before the emergency hits. Use code RADIO, that's RADIO, at Jace.com. That's JASE.com to get a discount on your Jace case. Be ready, be protected. Be in control.
We're entering some very uncertain times with everything that is happening overseas. We need to be on alert at home as well. You should have a Brna on you at all times, especially one that is small enough to conceal wherever you go. Meet the new compact launcher. It's touted as the world's smallest, less lethal pistol launcher. The same size as a smartphone, but it has all the firepower that you need to stop an attacker in their tracks without dealing with a mental or financial repercussion of using a real firearm. These are equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammunition. It's designed to stop somebody right in their tracks and incapacitate them for up to 40 minutes. The compact launcher is perfect for women who want protection but don't want to really carry a firearm. And if you're traveling this summer, Byrna is legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks and can be shipped directly to your door. Byrna is proudly American with every unit that is hand-assembled in Fort Wayne, Indiana. So visit Byrna.com today and find the right launcher for your family. That's Byrna.com.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Kick off your Monday with our county's key stories. Tune in to KCNR at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief offers crisp, local-only updates and lively discussions that matter to the community. Have a tip? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or connect via socials at townhallbrief on linktree.com to send a message. The Town Hall Brief, the trusted source for Shasta County news, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR 1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168. 530-262-2168. Or schedule a free consultation online at GormanComplaw.com.
This is Colonel Danny Gilliam, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR. Your talk radio show.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Schwarber in the air to center field, headed towards the wall, and to dead center.
That's huge for the National League.
Oh! Schwarber's in the All-Star game! Oh!
The swing off.
So, new rule in the Major League All-Star game as they continue to try to make that something people will watch, or Major League Baseball in general, because it's been struggling for years. Even though I love the sport, it's just pretty slow-paced by modern standards. And people seem to really, really like lots of offense in their sports. See the NFL. Anywho, now they have, if you're tied at the end of the night, at the end of nine innings, instead of you just keep playing, which I always loved, you have a swing off and you get your best hitters out there and try to hit home runs. It's kind of like the home run derby at the end of a game, and the National League prevailed over the American League.
I've always thought that was ridiculous in sports that did it, like soccer. All right, we're tired of playing this game. Let's play an entirely different game, just with the same equipment.
And hockey does it with their shootouts, which are exciting, but you're right, it is a kind of a different sport at that point.
And not in the playoffs. Hockey would never do that in the playoffs.
Oh, they don't? I didn't know that.
No.
One other cool thing that they did is they had the pitcher mic'd while he's on the mound. In this particular instance, Clayton Kershaw, who I just saw pitch at Dodger Stadium a couple weeks ago, had really good seats. He came out and stretched on the field. I kind of thought it was interesting because you could stretch anywhere. I don't know why he came out and stretched right in the... He's the only person out there on the field, rolling around, pulling his leg behind his head and stuff.
Yeah.
Anywho, they had him mic'd on the mound. Here's just a little bit of that.
What do you want, Smoltz? What do you want?
Cutter in, slider in.
I don't throw a cutter,
Smoltz. He doesn't slider in.
Slider.
Cutter.
Son of them.
Gonna make him mad.
That was short.
How about this splitty? Break out the splitty.
All right, what's the count? 2-2?
Yeah,
this is so weird talking to you guys.
It's kind of weird for us, too.
I would like to have seen more of that. I'll have to check that out. That's funny.
Yeah, I got it on the DVR. I can't wait to watch it.
Oh,
yeah.
That's wild. And then last night, they tried for the first time something that might be a regular part of every game starting next year, your robot empires. So I think it happened as early as the second inning. There was a pitch called a ball, and the catcher tapped the top of his head, which is how you signal. Any player can do this. You signal that you want the robot umpire to take a look at it. You get so many challenges per game. Catcher taps his head. Robot umpire says that was a strike, not a ball. Guy gets sent to the dugout. And there were 5 challenges, 4 successful throughout the game. So 4 times the umpire called a ball or strike, and then the robot said, sorry, blindo, you got it wrong.
Wow. There's no need to go with that sort of insulting, you know, verbiage.
But how does that make you
much,
feel?
Much higher than it was in the regular season so far. I don't have that stat in front of me.
But how does that make you feel as the umpire when the robot says, nah, you got that one wrong? Isn't that going to give them the yips like it does in the NFL where they're all afraid to call anything because how it's going to come out?
It certainly could. They're moving in the direction of only robot umpires.
I'm sure.
This is a transitional period. But, yeah, it could give you the yips.
God, I would think so.
Of course, last night, the umps are like, it's the friggin' all-star game. Nobody cares.
Did they do it quickly, though? That's what I hate about challenges in all sports.
Oh, yeah, it's very quick.
Okay. Because you have an exciting play, and the crowd cheers it under review, and then you wait 10 minutes and find out, yes, what were we cheering about? I don't remember what happened.
Yeah,
did
the ball contact that imaginary, you know, parallelogram or not is a lot simpler than did the defensive back contact the receiver such as that would materially blah, 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 or was it mutual blah, blah, blah? No.
Was
please.
The ball out before his knee hit the ground? So they might go all robot umpires. Interesting. Then it'd just be instantaneous ball or strike.
I like the idea of requesting a pitch. All right, Clayton, nail him right in the back. Fastball high and tight. Show him who's boss. Inside of the plate, yours, babe.
Boy, see him in person right in front of me at Dodger Stadium, I realize how big these guys are. He is a huge dude.
Indeed.
We got some interesting news to get to. We probably should. That's coming up next. If you missed a segment, get the podcast.
Armstrong and Getty.
This is Joe Cordell of Cordell and Cordell. Serving in the military requires great sacrifices. Not just for one's country, but also for one's family. Not surprisingly, divorce for soldiers is especially difficult, and it raises a number of challenges that are peculiar to military divorce, things such as deployments, relocation, retirement benefits. These issues can be complicated. So if you're a soldier facing such challenges, go to CordellCordell.com.
500 Capitol Mall, Sacramento. CordellCordell.com.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. it's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insured.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coach Master apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachMasterAutobody.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media. Find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45's. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. And I want to tell you about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter's car was stolen, and my first thought was, where do I begin? Well, my first call, Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
President Trump flatly denying reports. He asked President Zelensky whether he could strike deeper into Russia. Trump saying Zelensky shouldn't target Moscow and that the U.S. isn't planning to give him long-range missiles.
Who knows what's true and what's not there? So somehow it leaked out yesterday with the actual transcription of the phone call between Trump and Zelensky on July 4th, in which Trump asks Zelensky, could you hit Moscow or St. Petersburg? Which I don't quite understand the question. And Zelensky said, yeah, if I had the right weapons. Well, of course. I don't know.
It's like you're buying an airplane from somebody. He says, can you fly to Florida? That's why I'm here. That's what we're doing here.
Well, I think it's more like, could you eat a steak for breakfast? Yeah, if somebody gave me one.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
I don't have one handy.
Yeah.
I don't understand that question. But anyway, so Trump was asked about it later, because it seems like a pretty big deal, given that Biden was hardcore no strikes into Russia, and then some limited with Trump, but we haven't been big in the United States on pushing them going on the offense, and that would really be going on the offense if you start striking the Capitol. And we provide them that equipment. But Trump was asked about it and denied it and said he didn't. But whether that's true or not, who flippin' knows? I'm reading this book I keep mentioning by an author named Toll. It's the third in a trilogy about World War II ending in the Pacific, because we're coming up on the 80th anniversary, and I just thought I would look into that. But there's so much stuff, even now in the 2020s, with new information that is looked at differently, and how decisions were made and what was known and what was true and what was a feint and what was an argument between, it's similar to the pause, and was it Hegseth or Elbridge Colby or whoever behind it, or did Trump order it? Those sorts of things aren't even known about 80 years ago with FDR and the Pentagon then.
Right.
It's really hard to nail this stuff down.
And context matters a lot. I mean, that conversation between Trump and Zelensky, if that was in the midst of a bunch of hypotheticals, just trying to get the idea of, you know, just each other and the possibilities, and that's very different than I have a plan to, or I want to help you to.
Sure. He denied it pretty strongly, though.
Right.
And then one more of this. This is some analysis on the whole 50-day pause.
Despite what President Trump says about the length of that time being significant, it does provide a sort of quite a lengthy period in which the Kremlin can continue to pursue its military tactics in Ukraine without facing any immediate consequences or any further consequences. It won't be until after that 50-day period is over that it faces tariffs or secondary sanctions on countries that do trade in its oil. If you're in Kiev right now, facing a daily, nightly barrage of drone strikes and missile attacks, it must seem like an eternity.
Yeah, that is a common critique of a lot of people, that this 50-day pause for Putin is like, all right, I can keep doing this for 50 more days?
Well, particularly given that really disdainful stuff that Lavrov said the other day. I mean, that doesn't sound like goodwill to me, or good faith, rather.
Lavrov came out and said, was asked about the 50-day pause, and after 50 days you'll get hit with the big sanctions, and he said, 24 hours, 100 days, we've heard it all, 50 days, whatever.
Right.
I also heard the point made yesterday, and I thought it was a good one. The idea that this is showing China something, or scaring China, the idea that we're willing to push back or supply weaponry to Ukraine, you know, and we would do the same for Taiwan, in that China might be looking at this and saying, wow, they're going to use even more of their depleted Patriot missiles to fight that war? Cool. Good luck.
Keep it up. Keep it up.
Yeah, good luck when you're taking us on in Taiwan.
Right, exactly. I happen to hear that commentary, and it was an excellent point. We can expend arms in a week that would take us 3-4 years to replace.
Why does it take so long?
As our industrial capacity, well, because we've been at relative peace for so long. Haven't needed this stuff. Our shipbuilding is the best and most extreme example. It's completely atrophied as an industry. We can hardly build ships at all.
Yeah, like the bunker busters we dropped on Israel, it'll take a couple of years to replace those.
Right.
We didn't drop them on Israel. That'd be a news story. We dropped them on Iran.
Oh, I misunderstood the directions. Whoops. Yeah, sorry. That's a very dark joke. Which brings me to a broader topic, unless you have more on that you want to hit. It was funny. I was thinking about how to present this. And it was amusing to me and a little frustrating during certain periods of the MAGA movement that traditional Republicans would be accused of being rhinos because they weren't sufficiently supportive of Trump, when in fact they were like literally espousing the principles of the Republican Party for the last 150 years. I'm not a rhino. I'm an actual Republican. But it's just become an all-purpose insult, like neocon, for instance. But a lot of the battles over foreign policy, whether it's the expansive American involvement people, what would you call it? Is there a nickname for that that's not neocon, which has become like fascist? It just means everything I don't like.
I don't know what the term is for the people that want to get involved.
We'll call them involvementists.
The other side they call restrainers now, but I don't want you to call the involvementists.
Restrainers as opposed to isolationists, or somebody used a different term for like your Elbridge Colby people. They're like selectivists. They're like, no, we have to deal with the big problem first. Then the big problem is China. We can't get distracted by all these lesser theaters and get depleted to deal with China. It reminds me of the chess lesson your son got in the park.
Deal with the gorilla, Henry.
That's right. Don't deal with the two yapping dogs. Deal with the gorilla, Henry. And Elbridge Colby is saying China's the gorilla. So what is conservatism in foreign policy? What does it mean to be a conservative, a patriot? You know, it's tough. There are different interpretations of what that means. I came across a domestic example of that same conundrum, and occasionally I get hit with this stuff, and it makes me feel bad because I just can't decide. Manchester, Kentucky, which is right like smack dab between Nashville and Chattanooga and Huntsville, Alabama.
How far is it from Hog's Nipple?
It's you can't get there from here. It'd take you all day. Pack a lunch. But so it's in the perfect position between a bunch of boom towns to become a boom town itself. Heavy agricultural. It's a town of, I can't remember, a couple of thousand people, that sort of thing. Few thousand people.
Kind of place I grew up.
Yeah, exactly. And just in a weird twist, well, here's the problem. You've got like half the town that is staunchly pro-growth. If farmers want to sell their farm to a developer and the developer is going to put up a subdivision, there is no more conservative value than property rights and
sure.
The free market.
Absolutely.
And for instance, and it's divided into these two camps, and there's a weird twist where the mayor may have gotten rubbed out.
Whoa,
we'll get
wow.
To the twist in a second. So there's a moratorium against development, anti-moratorium signs at a local meeting read, vote like a conservative, less government, less rules, it ought to be fewer rules, fewer regulations, lower taxes. That's a pretty damn good description of conservatism. Oh, but wait a minute, the other side responds with, historically, conservatism has emphasized order, prudence, stewardship, a deep respect for heritage. It's about preserving traditional values in communities, not selling them off for short-term gain. It's about being more careful.
True.
And that's not a bad description of conservatism either.
Yeah, I don't know if it's got to fit a definition, but I've lived in towns where this sort of thing was going on, and I always thought after the fact, because this stuff almost always happened because there's so much money involved, didn't we like the town? The reason we liked living here is because it was a small little burg without traffic and the big Walmart at the edge of town that put everybody out of business. Now, why was everybody so excited about this?
Well, yeah, and to that point about the Walmart, these towns are dying. A lot of these towns are dying. Young people are moving away. There are no jobs. There's no growth. There's no prospects. And so the pro-growth people are saying, look, this is just the way of the modern world. Aesthetically, it's sickening to me.
Mm-hmm.
I just speak the words, farmland being plowed to build subdivisions, and it makes my heart hurt.
I know, me too. It's happening right now in the town I live in. I'm anti-growth, even though it doesn't really make sense. But the hospital where both my kids were born, where I walked out of where they were born in the morning and looked out over this field and thought, wow, I'm a father now, or I'm a father again, or whatever. That field is now all houses and apartments as of like 6 months ago. And it just makes my heart hurt.
Yeah, yeah. There are a range of every political philosophy. Like in conservatism, are you a libertarian conservative, or are you a what would you read more about this stuff these days than I do? But are you more a Burke or a, I don't know?
Well, there's also kind of a, and I can easily fall into this, just kind of a knee jerk keep things the same.
Sure.
That doesn't really have a strong argument other than I like the way it is now or was.
Yeah. I mean, here's a guy who speaks eloquently about this land here. I'm attached to it 100%. Generations. His family's farmed the country since the 1800s. I don't know how much of my family's blood, sweat, and tears are in this land. And, you know, you could say, well, that's some real nice poetry there, son. But, it's just land. Here's a guy whose family has farmed there for generations, who's fought to build a subdivision near the other guy's property. He's incensed by the new rules. Quote, they took all the landowner's rights away. It's tough.
If I had a chunk of land, I actually do have a chunk of land. If I had a chunk of land that somebody wanted to buy for a hell of a lot of money to put up houses, it'd be hard to say no.
So the mayor who is pro-growth, oh, if you're a deep thinker or a shallow thinker, you just like to shoot off your mouth, drop us a note. What do you think of this battle? Where do you see yourself coming down on that question? Mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com is the email address. Mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com, because it's a tough one. Or if you prefer to text 415-295-KFTC. One more time, that's 415-295-KFTC.
I remember we had this conversation. So business people tend to, like Trump, developers, they like to see buildings go up and everything like that. So Joe and I had moved to Charlotte, North Carolina 30 years ago or whatever it was. Jeez, 32 years ago, 33 years ago. But we got there and our new boss was driving by this big new mall that had gone up. And he said, this was just a cow field like 2 years ago. Isn't this amazing? And I was like, I like cow fields. I don't like malls. He was so excited that it was a mall and a giant parking lot. He thought that was cool as a business guy. It made my heart hurt that that used to be a beautiful cow pasture.
By the way, a memo to America. Charlotte is now gigantic. It is a massive, important to banking and other things, metro area. There's no need to say North Carolina anymore.
Sure.
It'd be like saying New York, New York. People know what you're talking about. It is an important place. Anyway.
It wouldn't have become that if you'd have hung on to all those cow pastures.
Right, right. So good or bad. 53-year-old former mayor who was pro-growth found dead in the back seat of his car in his driveway.
Wow.
Tennessee Bureau of Investigation took over, confiscated evidence, and quietly closed the case. They're not required to release investigative material. The medical examiner ruled the death accidental, citing cocaine and kratom in the mayor's heart blood plus heart disease.
What's kratom? Is this a new drug I don't know about?
Is that artificial marijuana stuff? K-R-A-T-O-M. Can somebody look that up? K-R-A-T-O-M. Yeah. In the back seat of his car. He died of coke and whatever the hell this is in the back seat of his car in his driveway. Sounds suspicious to me, Katie.
Kratom is, or Kratom, I'm not really sure how you pronounce it, but it's being used to mimic opiates.
Okay.
If you go into, like, smoke shops, you'll see all these different brands, and they say Percocet, Hydrocortone, Oxycontin, and it's like if you buy that particular combination of chemicals, it mimics whatever those pills
so
do.
Similar to Jankum, look that up.
Very similar. Well, plus there are various, like, CBD formulations that in places where pot is still illegal, chemists have figured out how to change the chemistry just enough that it no longer is illegal.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if this Kratom or whatever it is a similar dot.
It's not similar to Jankum, and don't look that up.
I just looked up Jankum, and I hate you.
Don't do Jankum, kids.
Yeah, don't do that one, Katie.
I already did. It's too late. I think this is the second time I will say, Jack, I'm going to hit you, dude. It's the second time this week.
Okay. We got more on the list to hear.
Armstrong and Getty.
The very last thing anyone wants is to burden their family after passing.
That's why having a trust or a will is essential. It ensures your loved ones, your spouse, children, or anyone you care about clearly understands your wishes and doesn't have to deal with confusion, drama, or legal hassles while grieving.
Without a will, your assets could be distributed in ways you never intended. People you care about could be left out completely. Also, probate can be a long, complicated, expensive process, and it's avoidable if you have a simple trust in place.
A trust or a will sets a clear plan for how you want your estate handled. They are simple, affordable, and give you peace of mind. I have a simple revocable trust, and knowing my family won't have to go through probate brings real comfort.
TrustandWill.com makes it easy. They're the leaders in creating personalized trusts and wills to protect your legacy and loved ones.
Do the right thing. Protect your family. Visit TrustandWill.com today for total peace of mind. That's TrustandWill.com.
If you need up to $5,000, go to WeFixMoney.com. WeFixMoney.com is the name you can trust. It's free to use, available 24/7, and you're never required to accept any loan offer. Some lenders offer same-day funding. If you need up to $5,000, type WeFixMoney.com directly into your browser. WeFixMoney.com has been helping customers for 15 years and has an A rating with a Better Business Bureau. So if you need cash for credit card bills, car repairs, child care, or anything else, go to WeFixMoney.com. Make sure you type WeFixMoney.com directly in your browser. Go to the company you trust, WeFixMoney.com. Just fill in the information and get an answer in minutes at WeFixMoney.com. For up to $5,000, go to WeFixMoney.com. That's WeFixMoney.com. WeFixMoney.com.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Now open at Turtle Bay Museum, Discover Steampunk, an exhibition for all ages.
Featuring futuristic technology inspired by 19th century Victorian designs.
Steampunk reimagines steam-powered machinery and gadgets as modern inventions. Discover Steampunk is on display at Turtle Bay Museum by the Sundial Bridge in Reading.
And is produced by the Imagine Team, free for members or included with paid admission.
Discover this and much more at turtlebay.org.
This summer, stack the deck in your favor with a night of music, laughter, and Broadway magic with the Shasta College Summer Musical Comedy, Guys and Dolls. be enthralled by the talents of over 30 singers and actors as they bring this Tony Award-winning classic to life with unforgettable songs, dazzling dancing, and fast-paced fun the whole family will enjoy. Evening performances run July 18th through the 26th, with two matinees on July 20th and 27th, and a special ASL show on July 24th at the Shasta College Theater in Reading. Tickets are $20 for general admission, $15 for seniors, and just $5 for students. Reserve your seats now at shastacollege.edu/artsevents. Have some cool family fun this summer with the classic and affordable live orchestra musical Guys and Dolls. Get your tickets today. See you at the show.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So that Trump's tariffs will also cause tomato prices to skyrocket. A lot of people are concerned, so Heinz put out a new commercial to address the situation. Well, watch this.
Heinz wants all our loyal customers to know that as the cost of tomatoes rises, we'll try to keep our prices as low as possible. We're all in this together. Heinz.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Well, here's another ad. This one's from Hunt's Ketchup. Check this out.
Good news. Our prices are staying put because Hunt's Ketchup is and has always been tomato free. That's right. With 0% tomato, 100% don't worry about it. It's still healthier than that hot dog you're putting it on. Oh, and fun fact, that little squirt of ketchup water, we invented that. Hunt's, thanks for buying us by mistake.
No, isn't that nice?
Wow. Thanks for buying us by mistake. Oh, my kids hate the squirt of ketchup water that comes out of the bottle first.
It's so disappointing and disgusting. Mustard, too. It's terrible.
It's gross. And you can shake the bottle as much as you want, but it's hard to avoid. Mm. So I remember, if you're of a certain age, you remember the Drudge Report. That was the first thing I checked every morning for like a decade. I haven't looked at it in years, actually. Why is Drudge so anti-Trump? It doesn't matter, but he is.
Falling out of some sort, I don't remember.
Anywho, his big story today, Matt Drudge doesn't even run it anymore, does he? Didn't he sell it? Doesn't matter.
Yeah, he sold it.
The big story on Drudge today is alarming bruise on Trump hand and swollen ankles. Have you seen this? It's got a picture of, it looks like a bruise on his hand. It actually looks like the bruise you can get if they stick that needle on top to get sort of a routine thing done if you're an old person, is what it looks like to me. The swollen ankles, if this is not a doctored photo, he's sitting down. His ankles are quite large. I don't know what's going on there. Could be a doctored photo, though. Be very easy to do. Retaining water?
Yeah. Yeah, it could be a number of things. I'm not a doctor, Jack.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So
Trump's swollen ankles. Let's see if that gets more coverage.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No.
I was going to say, speaking of fluid, this is a very weird transition.
Ew.
It's one of my worst.
Yeah.
Just 30, Michael? I don't have time. I don't have time for my wordsmithery. I'm not going to cut it short and just spout it out. I can't.
A pro athlete talking about basically the meaning of life or what makes you happy or...
If you think X, Y, or Z is going to bring you happiness, you might want to listen to his words.
Yeah, you don't have to be a sports fan for it to be applicable to your life. So we'll get to that in coming hours. I hope you catch it.
Armstrong and Getty. Some things can steal your sunshine. Some things can steal your sunshine.
Ugh, I just got my hair done.
Sorry, the cooler's broken.
Anyone see my flip-flops? Anyone?
But COVID-19 can steal a lot more.
I just took a COVID test. Ugh.
Prescription medications for COVID exist. If you test positive this summer, ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com/COVID-19 to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Think you need a new roof? Think again and save thousands.
855-ROOFMAX.
We'll help you put off the high cost of a roof replacement for at least 5 years.
Or 10.
Or sometimes even 15.
855-ROOFMAX.
We're America's most trusted roofer because we always try to save your roof rather than replace it.
855-ROOFMAX.
We'll restore your roof for a fraction of the cost of a new one. But don't wait. If your roof loses too much protective coating...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.